All week long on KALW, we've been playing you this.
Non più andrai farfalloni amoroso, notte giorno ed intorno girando, nelle mele gelando riposo, narcisetto al cielo d'amore.
We asked what you think it is and where in the Bay Area it's from. KALW's Julie Kane brings us this week's answer.
We are at Powell Street at the turnaround in San Francisco, California, of course. The only place where you'll hear something like this, more than likely.
Non più andrai farfalloni amoroso, notte giorno ed intorno girando, nelle mele gelando riposo, narcisetto vicino d'amore, nelle mele gelando riposo, narcisetto vicino.
My name is Tim Blevins. Better known, alias Opera. Everybody calls me Opera. I have a degree in music and voice, and I've actually worked around the world. I'm unemployed at the moment, so I'm just singing, you know, wherever.
Alla gloria militar, alla gloria militar.
And what is it about opera that really speaks to your soul? Like, why opera?
I don't know. I mean, when I started singing opera, I was in, I was 23. I was in college, and I heard a Verdi piece. And it was Otello. It was Iago's aria from Otello. And, you know, the hair stood up on my, you know, I got goosebumps.
Quando la tua meta già vedo.
It's just so dramatic, it's, you know, and then the story behind it, if you know what's going on behind it, it's just, the music, musically, is just incredible.
And Otello is about what, in a nutshell?
He's a black man, actually, he's a Moor. And Iago was his nemesis, you know. Iago was trying to set him up so that he would, he thought that his girl, Desdemona, I think her name is, was cheating on him. And he kills her, you know. And so, you know, that's basically what most opera plots are about. You know, some guy loves another guy's woman, and they kill, you know, in order to get the woman, they kill that, you know. And then the lady kills herself, you know, just some crazy stuff, you know.
We got a lot of calls on this one. Here are some of your guesses.
There's a guy singing Italian opera.
The opera singing busker in San Francisco.
I believe he wears a top hat and holds a little gold bag, and he'll sing anything anybody asks him to.
I think he's in front of either Powell Street Station at the cable car turnaround or Embarcadero Station. I hear him all the time. He busts throughout the system.
And I think it came from Max's Opera Cafe in San Francisco.
That guy who sings opera on Maiden Lane, and I think that could be Union Square and one of the hotels. I think one of the front door men was singing the Italian opera.
I know that sound you just played. It's the guy that sings opera at Civic Center in the Tenderloin.
The gentleman who sings opera over there, I don't know his name.
I've seen him in other bar stations, but we know him from Civic Center because we get off at Civic Center to work at the California State Building. So I don't know what else I'm supposed to tell you, but that's what it is. Thanks, bye.
Great guesses, folks, but we can only have one winner, and that is Aaron Nahamanerva. Congratulations, Aaron. We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. Aaron recognized Tim Blevin's voice because she, too, is a busker. In fact, she's trying to raise enough money for a trip to Ireland.